at it for part three of the Boker Brawl list review, getting in to list number Lucky 13, where we have the Keystone Bridge Avengers. This team consists of Double Orgoth, Dragon's Host, Italian Charter, and Kadoran Armored Core. Starting off with our first Orgoth player, we see a combo of Hrusk and Kishtar. The Hrusk list contains two Jackals, each with Bloodthirster Head, Mace, and Clawed Fist. We see a Hunter Tyrant with Scything Flail and Quad Bolt Thrower. We see another Tyrant, Relentless Charge, Scything Flail, Cannon Shield. We see a single Groton Keeper, Double Reaver Commander, a Siege Tarrasc, Therian Vanek, Volker Forgemaster, a single unit of Rock Carriers, double unit of Ulker Axers, and single unit of Warwitch Coven. Command cards are Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and True Inspiration. Interesting concepts here within the list. I think it does utilize the Siege Tarrasc pretty well with the combination you have here. The 5-point Bloodthirster Mace Claw Jackals are interesting as just annoying scenario pieces to allow you to stay in the game a bit longer. Like that quite a bit. Additionally, you've got single Rock Carrier, double Axer, fine combination. You've got True Inspiration to get those Rock Carriers living a little bit longer, ideally. So a lot of good stuff here in the Hrusk list. Then it is paired with Kishtar. Kishtar Howling Silence list. This is one of the more interesting Kishtar lists that I've seen recently. It's got a Tyrant with a Hunter, Belcher, and Ripper. It has another Tyrant with Hunter, Scything Flail, and Quad Bolt Thrower. It has a Garlgeist. Garlgeist has the Frother Head, double Infernus Cannons, and double Rending Claws for the 26-point variant. Two Reaver Commanders, a Volker Forgemaster, double Salt Reavers, and double Orker Axers with Warwitch Coven. Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. Garlgeist with Kishtar is interesting. The melee-heavy loadout on these Tyrants is an interesting choice. I think it does give you a little bit of ability to work a little more non-traditionally than you would otherwise. And with the Garlgeist kind of leading point in this list would be the assumption the other Tyrants are able to sort of work cleanup a bit more. Interesting list conception here. Be interested to see how it plays out on the table. We have Dragon's Host as second player on this team. We've got a Kallus with Golab, Naga Night Lurker, a Rake, a Siphion, double Tariff, Amok the Truthbearer, double Nish Shepherd, Forsaken, a Grotesque Assassin, double Blighted Rotwings, and double Hellmouth, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Hit and Run, Power Swell, put the fires out. This is paired up with Thags. Thags is running double Brightbringers, double Harrier and Stinger, Amok the Truthbearer, double Blightedness Shepherds, double Forsaken, Warmonger Warchief, and two units are chosen. Arcane Forces, Blessing of the Gods, High Alert, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. Some fun stuff here. Very different looking Thags list and very different looking Kallus list than what you'd normally expect. Very, very interesting as to how these two end up playing out. The double Brightbringer list is utterly fascinating to me with Thagrush there and the double chosen. That is not something you'd expect with Thags. I kind of like it as an oddity and uniqueness. We have Talion Charter. We have Fiona with Nomad, Double Toro, Bosun Godspar, Doc Killingsworth, Magnus the Unstoppable, Triple Powder Monkey, Lidiana on Master Holt, Double Press Gangers, Double Sea Dogs, a Sea Dog Rifleman, and a Commodore Cannon and Crew. With Defenses of Barrier, Barrier, Fire Pit, Careful Reconnaissance, Defenses, Infiltration, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. So a little bit different take on Fiona. Normally you see Fiona, all the pirates. This is kind of a push you around Fiona a bit more with the double Toro. She's got the Magnus in there. And then going fairly light on the infantry. So kind of a cool different take on Fiona than you might be expecting. And then we've got Bart, and Bart is bringing a galleon, a mule, Double Toro, Dirty Meg, Lord Rockbottom, Master Gunner McDougal, three Powder Monkeys, Lady Anna, Master Holt, Sea Dog Rifleman, Commodore Cannon, and the Devil Shadow Mutineers. Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery on the Bartolo side. So Bart Galleon, starting to see a theme with this particular crew. It looks like each of them in their pairing has at least one huge base, which is really cool to see thematically with a team. And let's see if Armored Core follows suit. We have Arusk with Juggernaut, Kodiak, Marauder, Trailord Forge Seer, double Man of War Dracoon, a Man of War Kovnik, a Man of War Suppression Tanker, a Battle Mechanic Officer, Commandant Atanas Arakovich, and Standard, a unit of Man of War Bombardiers with Bombardier Officer, a unit of Demolition Corps with Sergeant Dragos Draganovich, a unit of Man of War Shock Troopers with Shock Trooper Officer, Breakthrough Infiltration, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and True Inspiration, and then Harkovich with the Destroyer, the Grolar, and there it is, the Victor. Four Bulkhead, three Greylord Forge Seers, a unit of Man of War Suppressor Tankers, Battle Mechanics with Officer, Commandant Atanas Arakovich, and Standard, unit of Demo Corps with Dragos Draganovich, a unit of Man of War Shock Troopers with Shock Trooper Officer, Infiltration, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Sentry Duty, and True Inspiration. Some fun Armored Core here, showing off the Victor in the list. Pretty cool Armored Core lists on the whole here. And then on the Orgoth side, the second Orgoth, we have a Harusk list with a Jackal, Mace Claw, Tyrant with Hunter, Harpoon, and Claw, a Tyrant with Relentless Charge, Scything Flail, and Cannon Shield, a Tyrant with Hunter Belcher and Quad Bolt Thrower, Single Reaver Commander, Therian Vanek, a Volker Forge Master, Single Unit of Rock Carriers, Double Unit of Axers, Single Unit of Barragers, Single Unit of Warwitch Coven, Breakthrough Old Faithful, Power Swell, Put the Fires Out in Savagery. This is pretty interesting, her Rusk list here. You've got the three heavies that all work pretty synchronously together. You've got the ranged heavy with the Belcher Quad Bolt Thrower. You have the supplemental ranged Tyrant with the Hunter Harpoon and Claw to try to get things drug in so that you can start beating on it with the rest of the army easier and extend your threat ranges. Pretty interesting bit here and tech-wise. So interesting to see. That's the Keystone Bridge Avengers, which is our 13th Army. Then we jump over to OK Boomhowler. This group consists of a Ravens of War, a Shadowflame Shard, an Orgoth, a Dusk, and a Brine Bloods. Really a murderous row of players as well. A lot of names that you know or should know. JVM, Jake Man Meter, Jeff Fredrickson, Blake Hooper, Justin Dew, and Dan Riker. So a lot of firepower on this team, and I'm going to say one of my early favorites to win it all outside of the Canadians. So let's get into their lists. JVM is running Ravens of War with Krissa, paired up with Lilith. Krissa is rocking Azrael, a Nephilim Protector, a Seraph, a Nissa Revel, double Nis Shepherd, a Nis Warlord, a Spell Martyr, Yassel, Blighted Nis Legionnaires with Captain Ferrier and Standard, double Blighted Nis Raptors, two units of Blighted Nis Swordsmen with Abbot and Champion, Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Duck and Cover, Power Swell, and Put the Fires Out. Seeing Krissa on the table is really cool in this pairing. Krissa is one of my favorite casters. It's actually the caster that I picked up a little bit that I dabbled in Mark III, but it was my introduction into Legion. And very, very cool caster. Really like what this list is attempting to do and leverage. Azrael with Krissa gets his repo as part of his bond. So really makes that beast a bit more versatile, if you remember previously under Vale, with the way that Lash had worked. You kind of had that same ability to reposition backwards and pull him back from danger. Now you have that with Krissa. You've got a lot of great infantry here that is going to hit back very hard and be very, very mobile in the form of the Raptors. You've got the swordsmen doing a lot of work for the list and a lot of work under her feet. Just a cool, tight list as always, and a lot of good little tools scattered throughout, and incredibly infantry heavy, which I think is a real boon in this particular scenario packet for SR 2024. And this paired up with Lilith list consists of Azrael, a Nephilim Bolt Thrower, a Seraph, a Nissa Revel, Double Nish Shepherd, Carver, Phyrex, with a Phyrex Succubus, Black Frost Shard, Double Nish Raptors, and Unit of Ice Witches, Blessing the Gods, Hit and Run, Infiltration, Power Swell, and Sapper. The Lilith list is very, very cool. The addition of Carver, also very cool. Does a lot of the same thing for Lilith that he does for Shiris, in terms of providing that exhaust to help prowl for the items in the battle group that need it, or items in the list that need it. Provides some real strong shooting to complement Azrael and the Bolt Thrower. Just does a lot of what you want. And again, you can't go wrong with double Nis Raptors. Raptors really do a ton of work for Ravens of War. They do a ton of work under Lilith. Very cool list. All right, over to Shadowflame Shard. So Shadowflame Shard, we have a pairing of Rassic and Shiris. Rassic list consists of two Hydrixes. Each of the Hydrixes are Diviner Double Venom Spitter Spinebacks. One of my preferred configurations as well. The Diviner Double Venom Spitter is really sort of a staple within Rassic, either a one or two of. It just does so much work and allows you to trigger fairly consistently the Road to War, which is critical for Rask to do his work. This is paired up with an additional three Vipixes, two Vipixes with Viper Head, Bladed Gale, and Impalers, and a third Vipex with an Asp Head, Hunter's Mark, and Cleavers. It's running Belagul, running Raven. It's running a unit of Quick Fang Stalkers with Quick Fang Master attached, a unit of Death Dealers, and a unit of Lashers, and a unit of Wormspine Shadowmancers. For defenses, it's running three Barriers, Blessing of the Gods, defenses Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Sapper. Like this list quite a bit. It is a bold move to not include a Wyvern, but in this configuration, with the trifecta of Vipex, I think it's the right way to go. And that may seem controversial, but one of the things you run into with Rassic and the Wyvern, as good as the Wyvern is, the Wyvern just takes up so many points, and does so much work that your inventory allocation starts to suffer, and you don't have a good follow-up piece besides the Wyvern. The Wyvern kind of needs to do a bunch of work, and then it needs to survive, and it's not great at surviving a crackback. And you want it to do work protecting your list from gunfire, in all honesty. And it just doesn't let you exploit it as neatly in that way. With moving away from the Wyvern in this list, you're able to have the two Vipixes take advantage of the Shadow Step, take advantage of triggering Road to War in a couple of different ways, and have two really highly explosive modules in the Vipixes that can hit above their weight pretty easily, takes buffs exceedingly well, has four initials, just does a ton of work, particularly with the Hunter's Mark being landed on a target. You've got a good mix of infantry that lets you do a lot of little things. I like a ton of what this list has going on. The fact of the matter is, I keep going back and forth on, is Wyvern the way to go? Is one Wyvern the way to go? Is double Wyvern the way to go? I like this Rassic list quite a bit because it just goes, you know what? No Wyvern. And it commits to a plan. It has a good plan with what we're seeing here. And it's giving itself a lot of tools. And I like toolboxy style lists. So, big fan of that. And that is paired up with the Shiras list. This Shiras list, again, Hydrix Diviner, double Venom Spitter, Spineback. Good solid Hydrix. It's a great Hydrix. It does what you need it to do and does what it says on the tin. It's got a Vipex with an Asp, a Hunter's Mark, and Cleavers. It has another Vipex with Viper, Bladed Gallant, and Impalers. Then it does bring a Wyvern this time. I do think Shiras runs the Wyvern about as well as anybody in the faction. She benefits a lot from it and has a great field marshal in giving it Prowl. That it can to take advantage of, particularly with what else is in this list, which is Bella Ghoul, Carver, Ultimus, two units of Quickfang Stalkers each, one with a Quickfang Master, and then a unit of Wormspine Shadowmancers, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Sapper. This is a very cool Shiras list. I love the inclusion of the additional Vipex. It gives you that little bit of extra hitting power. I like having the Asp Head, Hunter's Mark, a Vipex in the list as your Hunter's Mark delivery function, particularly with Shiras, because Shiras really likes having the Arc Node for delivering things like Curse of Shadows or Hand of Destruction, depending on which way you're going with her on a given day or how you need it. Carver is an instant best friend to Shiras again because of exhaust, sort of triggering her prowl and the prowl on her battle group, as well as providing a lot of really great shots for the list. So super cool, Shadowflame Shard list and ones that I'll keep my eye on quite a bit. Jumping over to Orgoth, we've got a Sabreth and Horusk pairing. Sabreth is running single Arc Node Jackal with Mace and Claw, running double Tyrants with Relentless Charge, Scything Flail and Claw, double Ravener, single Sky Bomber, Maulgrith, double Reaver Commander, double Forge Master, single unit of Barragers, and a Warwitch Coven, Arcane Forces, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Savagery. Very interesting Sabreth list. Single Arc Node, but again, makes up for it a bit with having an Arcane Forces card in there. Single Bomber. I do think the meta is catching up with bombers. They're seeing Air Force more and more. Having a single bomber allows you to utilize it as a force multiplying tool and less as sort of an all-in strategy. I like the single bomber. It does a lot on scenario. This is a very battle group heavy list. It's going to be difficult to get everything to run as efficiently as you want it to. But when it runs, this list is going to be exceedingly scary and do perdition things that bad touch a lot of lists. The Ravener is very powerful. It has a little bit of reduced threat range comparatively to the Tyrant, but again, under Sabreth and the ability to perdition it, a little less so. But with the combination of Overtake and Berserk, it can just chew through large swaths of armies, particularly if they are clumped up or not positioned properly, or they just have a large volume of infantry. The Raveners really are going to be able to tear through that in a lot of different ways. Particularly under Sabreth, so I like this list configuration quite a bit. Additionally, we have the Horusk list. The Horusk list, we've got single Jackal with Arc Node, hunting rifle and clawed fist. We've got a single hunter's hunter tyrant with a Belcher quad bolt thrower. We have a single sky bomber, a single Rotten Keeper, Alexis the Warlord, a triple Reaver Commander, Therian Vanek, a unit of Nashers, double unit of Axers, single unit of Old Corp Rogers, and Warwitch Coven, Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, and Power Swell. Very interesting Hrusk list. I like the Arknode Hunter Rifle Clawed Fist Jackal. I've experimented with that a little bit. It plays really interestingly. It lets you do some fun things with your Jackal turn over turn, where the Mace Jackal with Hrusk really doesn't do as much turn over turn, but you want to have an Arknode with him generally because of the ability to project that Thunderstrike when he kills something inevitably. The Hunter Belcher Quad Bolt Thrower Tyrant with Hrusk is sort of a peanut butter and jelly thing. There are some arguments I would entertain here of dropping the Reaver Commander and dropping one of the Reaver Commanders and using that three extra points to upgrade the Tyrant to a Carver or an Invictus, ideally Carver, because really you want the volume fire generally with Hrusk and what Hrusk wants to move into. But I think the Tyrant itself is just fine. It's just how you want to play it. Again, Sky Bomber is very interesting under Hrusk, mostly because it just gives you another firing platform to go ahead and clear out rough spots for him, and he protects it a little bit better just with his own personal threat and his ability to bully the board, and generally the volume of infantry that he's bringing to sort of clog lanes and make the crackback on something like the Sky Bomber a little more difficult. Triple Reaver Commander, nothing wrong with it. The Reaver Commanders are excellent units. You get to throw out a lot of set defense. You get to have access to a lot of tactician, which you're going to need in a list like this. It's very cramped. You got a lot of modules on the table. You've got a lot of big modules on the table. So being able to ensure your mobility is critical, as well as being able to ensure your general damage output. The infantry is all tough except for the Warwitch Coven. I like that quite a bit. Single unit of Ashers is a good bit of tech. Again, they just do so much once they get to you because of the volume of the attacks and the POW, along with Native Weapon Master. The Nashers can do some work. The Native Spell Resistance and Advanced Deployment is always a good combination. You know, backing that up, you've got two units of Axers, which are the lifeblood of the Orgoth Heavy Infantry, and really one of the premier heavy infantries in the game. You've got a unit of Barragers. We've talked again ad nauseum about how the Barragers do a lot for you in the scenario play and provide you a little bit of spot removal. Complements well with the other shooting that you're bringing in the list. Warwitch Coven help fuel everything up, as well as provide a two-point armor swing when absolutely necessary. So a lot of good stuff here that is very interesting. So I like these Orgoth lists quite a bit. Let's jump over to Dusk. On the Dusk side, we have Seraphel and Helleth. So again, the Seraphel-Helleth combo rears its head. Again, we're going to have a little bit of a reduced battle group here. On Seraphel, we're going to have a Ghast with Arknode, Heavy Blade Fist, and Light Blade Fist. We have Israfeld, Double Dreadguard Sire, Dysus, the Eye of Darkness, Kruger, Wrath of Blightergeist, Double Void Engine, Dreadguard Cavalry, Seeker Adepts, Double Soulless Blade Masters, each with Seeker Warden, Double Soulless Guardian. So again, a little more infantry heavy here. Really designed to get those units up the table as rapidly as possible, set a line of battle. This list wants to go first probably as much as possible, take as much board space, force you then to kill off the Soulless. Soulless then becomes Spooky Ghosts. Spooky Ghosts go and contest, go and kill as much as they can, and generally be annoying, and then you rinse repeat with the Guardians all the while. The list sort of pounds you from behind with Kruger and Iserfeld comes up and is as scary as possible, taking out any target that would be a threat to himself or the other scarier points within the list as best he can. On the Helleth side, we've got single gas with reposition, heavy blade fist, and light blade fist for 6 points. So the cheapest cheapest gas you can find. It's got Carver. It has Israfel. We've got a Carver. We've got a Kruger. We've got double archers, double Dreadguard cavalry, seeker adepts, and single unit of Solus Guardian. Blessing the gods, careful reconnaissance, hit and run, power swell, and put out the fires. Really strong Helleth build here. Like this one quite a bit. You've got Carver. You've got Kruger. You've got double archer, and you've got double cav. Hard to argue with any of that. When you have Israfel backing it up and Helleth just doing amazing things to the army under feet on both sides. Finishing off the list, we have Brine Bloods. With Brine Bloods, we have Bragan Ragemonger paired up with Admiral Boomhaller. So on the Ragemonger side, we've got Triple Dire Troll. First Dire Troll is, or all three Dire Trolls are Cantankerous, Spearbacks with Hammerhead and Sharkskull Gauntlet. We've got a Booty Boss. We have a Stormjaw, Madame Moriarty, four Pig Cannon Crew, Double Pig Dirge. We've got 2 units of Marauder Crew, each with a Quartermaster. We've got a unit of Pig Boarding Party with a Coxswain. And we have a pig galley crew. Blessing of the gods, duck and cover, put out the fires, sapper, and sentry duty. Absolutely adore this Ragemonger list. I love the shooting infantry with him. Love the volume of cannon crew that is here, backed up by just a ton of beef that is going to be exceedingly scary. Ragemonger himself is exceedingly scary, particularly on his feat turn. That feat just does so much work, particularly with the volume of attacks that this list generates, the range that it's going to be able to generate those attacks at, really does a tremendous amount of work. So it's a tough nut to crack. And this is paired up with Boomhaller, Admiral Boomhaller. Under Admiral Boomhaller, again, we've got 3 Deepborn Dire Troll, each with Cantankerous, Minnow, Hammerhead, and Sharkskull Gauntlets. Double Booty Boss, Stormjaw, Madame Moriarty. Again, 2 Marauder Crew with Quartermasters, 2 additional Marauder Crew with Bosun, 2 units of Pig Boarding Party, one of which with a Coxswain. Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Power Swell, Put the Fires Out, and Sapper. So again, we see a big investment into the ranged Marauders, which I like quite a bit, backing those up with the Bosun Marauders, which are exceedingly dangerous. You've got good, cheap heavies here that are going to trade up. Generally, at 12 points, these Deepborn Dire Trolls are going to do some serious work. And again, you've got Boomhaller going through and just providing some massive value with the feat. So, like this list a lot, like this team quite a bit. They're one of my early picks for winning the Brawl outright. So, okay, Boomhaller. Moving right along to Double Decker Steve Sandwich. With Double Decker Steve Sandwich, we see Dusk, we see Storm Legion, we see Winter Core, we see Storm Knights, and we see Orgoth. So again, very formidable pairing. You've got 2 variants of Signar, old and new. You've got Dusk, you have Orgoth, and you have Kador on the team. So again, this has a pretty strong composition. Some players on here that you'll recognize. Notably, this is Steve Rabidoo's team. Noted community member, WTC captain. And one of the founding members and organizers of the Brawl, so of the Bokur Brawl itself, and a man who without the Brawl does not happen. So very exciting to see how this team performs. Exciting to see how Steve does in the event that he's helped bring to life for the past few years and help grow. So very cool. Let's get into the list here. So on Dusk, we have a Helleth paired up with guess who? Seraphel, or Cyrophel. So Helleth is got a ghast with reposition, Blaster Fist, and Force Slash. You've got a Carver Ultimus. You've got a Dysis. You've got a Kruger. You've got a Void Engine. You've got double Dreadguard Archers, double Dreadguard Cav, single unit of Slayers, and single unit of Soulless Guardians. Like this variant quite a bit. It does eschew Israfel, but again, if a list could eschew Israfel, it's probably Helleth, and it's probably a list that has Carver, Kruger, and double Cats backed up by Archers and Slayers. So it makes a lot of sense as what we've got here. It does have a Void Engine. It's got six Soulless Guardians to help make Spooky Ghost and just keep the peace generally. Like the list quite a bit. It's going to take great advantage of the feat. And then this is paired again with Seraphel, with an Israfel as the only member of the battle group. You've got Dysis, the Eye of Darkness. You've got Magnus, the Unstoppable, with Invictus. You've got a Void Engine, a double Void Engine. You've got double Dreadguard Cavalry. You've got single Seeker, unit of Soulless Blade Masters with Seeker Warden, and a unit of Soulless Guardians with Seeker Warden. Arcane Forces, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, and Put the Fires Out. This is a pretty interesting departure from what we've seen a lot of the other Seraphel lists do. You've got Israfel, but you don't have any other battle group. You've got Magnus the Unstoppable instead, so you've got this module that is going to be able to move outside of Seraphel and do some very interesting things. You've got Double Void Engine. I like Double Void Engine with Seraphel quite a bit. She can take a lot of advantage of what the Void Engine is bringing. It makes the two units of Soulless that you have very interesting to have to attack, because again, you have access to up to six ghosts, which again makes how you approach them a little more problematic. You've got double Cats, which just provides so much punch generally. You've got an Arcane Forces card here. You've got a lot of tools that are going to let you do quite a bit of work. Very, very interesting lists on the Dusk side. Jumping over to Steve. Steve is playing Storm Legion. He is pairing Spark Hammer with Anson Wolf currently. On the Spark Hammer list, we have the General. We have Carver, Ultimus. We've got Kruger. We've got double Legionnaire officers. We've got Tyson Voss. We've got double Weather Station Zephyr, triple Stormcaller, single Storm Lance, and a unit of Storm Throwers with the banner. Defenses of Triple Barrier, Careful Reconnaissance, Defenses Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Old Faithful. This is one of the more interesting Spark Hammer lists, because you're bringing the Pig along, you're bringing Kruger along, and then you're bringing a pretty interesting bit of tech in the Storm Throwers, which just do a ton of work with their sprays and their overall threat, because they're combo weapons, so they can charge in, stab something, and then spray. Really can dig deep into the opponent. You're bringing ionization with the banner. Just a scary, scary list. And then you're pairing that with Anson Wolf. In the Anson Wolf list, you've got single Shield Guard with Heavy Storm Thrower, Voltaic Punching Spike. You've got double Striker. You've got one Striker with Electro Bombard, Power Fist. You got the other one with Voltaic Hammer and Heavy Mag Bolter. You've got Kruger. You got double Officer, single Sharpshooter. You've got double Storm Blade, each with Banner. You've got double Storm Guard, and then you've got double Storm Throwers again, each with Banner. Blessing of the Gods, Old Faithful, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Spotters. So a lot of meat on the bones of both of these lists. A lot of good infantry coming forward, utilizing a lot of Kruger between the two lists, and utilizing a Carver in the Sparkhammer list. So very interesting construction here. Do think that they're potentially onto something with those lists. Then we run over into Winter Core. We have Katarina Baranova and of Ilari Savran pairing. In the Katarina list, we have a Direwolf with Pathfinder, Ice Hammer, and Plow Shield. We have another Direwolf with Evasive, Ice Hammer, and Plow Shield. We have a single Great Bear with Slammer, Heavy Cannon, and Dozer. We have a Sky Raider. Yep, that's right. The other flying machine. Kador is utilizing the Sky Raider. A couple of good reasons to do so. With the ability to move the solos forward that are 40 millimeter or less. You know, with the Skyhook is something. You've got the big cannon that it fires as well. You've got the gravity bombs, its general mobility, and being 14 points. I do like Air Force with Baronova quite a bit. The Direwolves are interesting because neither of the Direwolves are Shield Guard. So there is no Shield Guard in this list whatsoever. So that is very interesting. I like Carver here. I like a lot of the thoughts that this list is going through. I don't know that it all comes together for you, but it might. And again, just to round out the list, you've got Carver, you've got Kruger, you've got Volkova, double Winter Corps officer, single unit Arcanist, and double Shock Trooper gunners, which just do a ton of work in the list generally. So again, very, very interesting list. And this is again paired with Valeri. Valeri is running a Direwolf with Pathfinder, Ice Hammer, and Heavy Chain Gun, running a Great Bear with Slammer Head, Heavy Cannon, and Blasting Fist, double Bison, Kruger, Volkova, double Winter Corps officer, single unit Arcanist, and double unit of Man of War suppressors. This is supplemented with a six-man Winter Corps infantry unit with double autocannon, two units of snipers with dogs, Blessing of the Gods, careful reconnaissance, hit and run, Old Faithful, and put out the fires. So the Valeri list, very interesting. It's going to dominate shooting at the 10-inch range. Really take extreme advantage of that feat in a lot of different ways. I love the inclusion of the single unit of Winter Corps infantry with the double autocannon, which is another volume fire weapon. So you get two more volume fire weapons in this list. Helps into some of the matchups. The Pathfinder Direwolf is an interesting choice. Could have saved the point by going Shield Guard there, but you lose out if there is a lot of terrain on the board. We already know that WTC and Bokur are both going to have a high volume of terrain on the board, so having access to Pathfinder on the jack itself does go up quite a bit in value when you know that that's the environment that you're going to be facing, and so it's worth paying the points comparatively. So the Kador lists are very interesting, and Rick Coe has really been doing well with Kador throughout the year comparatively to the rest of the North American meta, particularly in the United States. So interesting to see as he continues to evolve and look through those lists. Additionally, we've got Other Steve, and Other Steve is on Storm Knight. Steve King is on Storm Knights with Coleman Stryker, paired up with Beth Maddox. In this Coleman Stryker list, you've got Stryker, you've got Old Rowdy, you've got Montero Costa, Esquire, double Stormlight Captain, single Stormsmith Caller, unit of Field Mechanic, two Silver Line Storm Guard, two Storm Lances, two units of Stormblade Infantry, each with Officer and Standard. You've got a unit of Stormblade, and then two units of Storm Guard Infantry. Blessing of the Gods, careful reconnaissance, infiltration, put the fires out, and sappers. You've got Beth Maddox, again, Maddox running a Hurricane with Storm Strider, Catherine Lattimore, and a Squire, double Stormblade Captain, single Storm Smith Caller, single unit of Storm Lances, unit of Stormblade Infantry with Stormblade Infantry Officer and Standard, and Stormblade Infantry Storm Gunner, and then a second unit of Stormblade Infantry with Officer and Gunner, and then two attached infantry storm gunners. Blessing of the Gods, infiltration, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Spotters. So again, some standard fare on the Storm Knights. The Striker list is pretty interesting, as is the Beth Maddox Hurricane list. Always fun when the Colossals come out to play. And rounding out the list, we have Orgoth. This Orgoth pairing is Hrusk and Sabreth. And this list pairing has quite a bit of Air Force in it, which is intriguing to me personally. So we've got Hrusk, we've got an Arknode, a Mace with Assault Shield, we've got another Jackal with Bloodthirst, Pole Arm, and Assault Shield, single Sky Bomber, double Rotten Champion, double Keeper, Alexis, single River Commander, Therian Vanek, double Nashers, double Axers, Warwitch Coven, Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, and Put the Fires Out. Again, like this list quite a bit. I like the compact nature of the battle group. I like the Sky Bomber with Hrusk. I do think it provides a bit of extra mobility and lethality that Hrusk is sometimes looking and searching for. I love the full bolt of Cadre Solos with Hrusk. He runs them about the best of anyone. The only other one who runs them probably just as well is Oryax, and that's mostly because Oryax provides the mobility to them. Double Nashers, double Axers. Double Nashers can be very good along with double Axers. My one point of concern, because I am running a similar list in the European League, sans the Bomber, is the Nashers and Axers, while excellent, do not have the flexibility and threat range that the Rocks provide. And without Rocks in the list, if that little bit of extra mobility, your threat ranges become very predictable. And with that extra predictability, it becomes very difficult to get the proper space that you need. It's a list that probably wants to go first more than you would think that it does, which is odd to say, but some of the ways that you can get over certain matchup inequalities is by taking as much space as possible early. It's also a list that probably is going to run into its opponent and feet more often if it is going second into some of these particular matchups. Also than you would think, or you would generally want to, but it's sort of how you can mitigate some of the poor matchups that do exist when you are not running rocks and getting your bit of threat extension, provided that you drop Hrusk into the situation. Again, this is paired with Sabreth. We've got Sabreth triple Jackal. First two Jackals are both Arknode, Mace, and Claw. Third Jackal is Berserk with Pole Arm and Clawed Fist. We have double Tyrants, each with Relentless Charge, Scything Flail, and Claw. We've got double Sky Bomber. We've got Eilish Garrity. We've got single Reaver Commander. We've got double Volcor Forge Master. We've got a single unit of Rock Carriers and a single unit of Warwitch Coven. Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. This is a lot of points tied into battle group, not necessarily a bad thing. You've got a good amount of jackals there. You've got a good configuration of jackals there. You've got two of the Scything Claw Tyrants, which I think is okie-dokie and perfectly fine with Sabreth. She gets a lot out of them, can do a lot with them. You've got the double Sky Bomber, which I love with Sabreth. It makes a lot of matchups pretty rudimentary. It gives you a lot of different outs. Gives you some real good firepower. They pair incredibly well with what Sabreth wants to do anyway. Again, you've got Eilish Garrity for Puppet Master, just to make things a bit more consistent. You've got Reaver Commander to aid with making sure everybody can get where they need to go as easily as possible. Also providing some value in set defense. And a reroll when necessary. You've got the Forge Masters to make all of the jacks work as efficiently as possible. The only bit of the list that kind of concerns me is you run into two units, one of which are Rock Harriers, and Rock Harriers get pretty well rocked by Carver being in the meta. So it is a consideration. You do have some flexibility with your positioning because of the general threat that the rocks have compared to the rest of the army. So something to keep in mind is just that stealth is sort of their primary defense, and when the pigs got eyeless sight, it means you're dealing in distance more so than anything else. So just a consideration, not necessarily a bad thing. I like the pairing quite a bit, particularly in the context of the team as a whole. I think this is another team to look out for as we roll into thinking a bit more about how these lists kind of rack and stack. But I think double decker Steve sandwich is a mouthful for any team to handle. So onward and upward to Boker Meme Dreams. And the Boker Meme Dreams has one of the most interesting compositions I've ever seen. It's got double Grimkin, it's got Crucible Guard, it has Orgoth, and it has Storm Legion. So double Grimkin is like nightmare sauce for most teams. Last year at WTC, Grimkin absolutely tore through the field. We've seen in early 2024 that Grimkin has continued its ways of winning. It is a very, very good faction. It does a lot of good things, and it does a lot of what 2024 wants to do exceedingly well. So let's get into the lists. So Grimkin number one, we have a pairing of the Child and Old Witch. In the Child list, we have double Clockatress, single Grabbit, single Gorehound, double Skin and Moan, a Death Knell, Baron Tunglic, a single Grave Ghoul, Lady Katarina Rose, Madcaps and Murder Crows, Arcane Forces, Fortune's Path, Grave Robbing, Ill Omens, Labyrinth, Sacrifice, and Shroud. There's also Cage Rager in this Child list. Pretty interesting Child list here, with a real beast brick supported a little bit by some madcaps that are going to be producing as many little madcap guys as possible throughout the course of a game. You've got the Death Knell to up the general armor of the list, as well as the increased lethality of getting the corpses out with the Grave Ghoul. Pretty fun list. And then you've got Old Witch. Old Witch is rocking a Cage Rager, double Crabbit, a Gorehound, a Death Knell, Baron Tunglic, Isaiah, double Malady Man, double Dreadrot, single Murder Crow, double Naslayer, and double Piggyback. With Fortune's Path, Ill Omen, Labyrinth, Power Swell, Put the Fires Out, Sacrifice, and Shroud. Jumping over to Grimkin, pairing number two. This sees the Heretic along with the Wanderer. The Heretic list, you've got a Cage Rager, a Gorehound, a Skin and Moans, Death Knell, Baron Tunglic, Lady Katarina Rose, double Malady Man, double Dreadrot, single Murder Crows, single Naslayer, double Piggyback, each with Piggyback Officer, Grave Robbing, Careful Reconnaissance, Fortune's Path, Ill Omens, Labyrinth, Sacrifice, and Shroud. And this is paired up with the Wanderer with a Clockatress, double Crabbit, single Gorehound, double Skin and Moans, Baron Tunglic, Cass Gimp, double Grave Ghoul, Isaiah, Lady Katarina Rose, Katarina Rose, double Malady Man, triple Dreadrot, Madcap and Murder Crows with defenses of Barrier Bearer, Powder Keg, Accursed defenses, Fortune's Path, Ill Omen, Labyrinth, Sacrifice, and Shroud. So really a strong quartet of Grimkin casters across the first two. Then we have our Crucible Guard player. They are running Sylvestro and Gerhardt. On the Sylvestro side, there's a Liberator, there's double Rayless Interceptors, there is Alice Mark, there is triple Guard Mechanic, there's a Dr. Alejandro Mosby, there is a Prospero with a Vulcan, there's a Rocket Man Stinger. There are two Crucible Guard Assault Troopers. There's Dragon Breath Rocket, Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Put the Fires Out. Then you've got Gerhardt with Mr. Clog, a Vulcan, Alice Mark, Triple Mechanic, Dr. Alejandro Mosby, a Prospero, a Retaliator, Rocket Man Ace, two Rocket Man Stingers, two Crucible Guard Assault Troopers, a double Dragon's Breath Rocket, and double Failed Experiments. Arcane Forces, Blessing of the Gods, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. Then rounding into Orgoth, we have a Hurusk and Kishtar pairing. In the Hurusk list, we have a Jackal with Arknode, Mace, and Claw. We have another Jackal with Bloodthirster, Mace, and Pneumatic Spike. We've got two Tyrants, one of which is Scything Flail Claw, the other of which is Harpoon Claw. We've got double Groton Champion, Groton Keeper, Alexis the Warlord, Reaver Commander, double Forge Masters, unit of Assault Reavers with Standard, two units of Ulcor Axers, unit of Ulcor Barragers, Warwitch Coven, Blessing of the Gods, Grave Robbing, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Transpiration. Like this Hurusk list quite a bit. Just some good meat and potatoes concepts here. One of the big ones is the concept of pairing a harpoon with the Scything Claw Flail. They complement each other's games very, very well. From a melee standpoint, they're both cheap. The module of those two tyrants is 24 points, so relatively inexpensive compared to the other things you might get that add to the hitting power of the list. The Assault Reavers with Standard Bearer are quite a good bit of technology. Having a advanced deploy unit that gets to start off with a bit of confidence going into the game, you've got your prey mechanic, so that little bit of boost that you're going to be in a more predatory environment is exceedingly helpful for Orgoth, and like the list here. Then over to Kishtar, we've got two tyrants with Hunter's Heads, Belchers, Quad Bolt Thrower, and then two additional tyrants, first of which has Harpoon Ripper, the second of which has Harpoon Claw. There's a Colden Lord, Damian Krovnik. There is a Reaver Commander. There are four Volcor Forge Masters. Again, a unit of Assault Reavers with Standard Bearer, Rock Harrier, and Double Warwitch Coven. Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Sentry Duty. It's a focus intensive list. With that, it's running Double Coven. That makes a ton of sense. The Quad Volcor Forge Master, definitely a choice. It makes sense with the way that these particular tyrants are configured, that you want to be able to sort of protect them amongst themselves and your main work room and main work from disturbance with the general illness. So like the list quite a bit here from a Kishtar standpoint. I'm interested to see how it works out on the table. And then rounding out the team is Storm Legion with a Spark Hammer Huxley pairing. So again, seeing a lot of Huxley on the table slated for the weekend. So pretty exciting stuff there. We've got a Spark Hammer with Shield Guard, Mag Bolter, and Voltaic Punching Spike. We've got the General. We have Magnus. We have Tyson Voss. We've got Triple Weather Station, Triple Storm Caller, Double Storm Lance, and Double Storm Veins. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Put the Fires Out. Then we've got Huxley. And Huxley, we have Quad Corsair, each with Heavy Storm Thrower and Voltaic Punching Spike. We have a Striker with Relentless Charge, Voltaic Hammer, and Galvanic Shield. Double Legionnaire Officer, Triple Weather Station, Double Arcane Mechanics, Single Storm Lance Legionnaire, Double Storm Veins, and Double Storm Blade Legionnaires with Legionnaire Banner. Blessing of the Gods, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Put the Fires Out, and Savagery. So some interesting lists overall on this team, and especially the that wraps us for tonight. Join us in our final episode. We'll go over the remaining two lists, and we'll pick our definitive top three for the event, and we'll give out some additional predictions and see how right or wrong we are at the end. Thank you again for listening. Join us in our next episode as we go over the remaining two lists.